Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2006. It's a beautiful but cold and windy day here in South Central Pennsylvania. A joy to share a few moments of perspective from God's Word with you. Today's message is titled, Comfortable in Sodom. And the scripture text we use today, and Brooksine will read it, is Genesis 19, verse 16.
When he hesitated, the men grasped his hands and the hands of his wife and his two daughters and led them safely out of the city, for the Lord was merciful to them.
Periodically, I've observed in these messages the tendency for this slide into immorality to be incremental. Offensive, abnormal behaviors such as sexual immorality and perversions are examples. This doesn't happen all at once, but with repetitive exposure, what once shocked our eyes and offended our ears becomes tolerated and then accepted. The next step is that once the shocking behavior even becomes preferable, and the initial normal behavior may very well be recognized as abnormal. It took place in previous generations and is now happening in our own lifetime. Lot made a critical choice when he chose the more lush grazing land in the valley for his flocks. This led him to pitch his tent near Sodom. Even at that time, the scripture observes that, quote, the men of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. But Lot did well, and in time married, had two daughters, and by Genesis chapter 19, he had a house in Sodom. Sodom had become his home, and leaving was very difficult. But God's appointed time of judgment had come, and in answer to his uncle Abraham's fervent prayers, he and his family would be delivered. But my, was it hard for Lot to leave. As destruction of the city loomed, consider the two telling words in the daily text. He hesitated. The King James Version here reads, he lingered. Matthew Henry's commentary notes, Lot lingered, he trifled. Thus many who are under convictions about their spiritual state and the necessity of a change defer that needful work, end quote. Lot had grown very comfortable in Sodom. What a tragic spiritual condition. Perhaps he had grown so accustomed to the wickedness that he no longer even saw it. Perhaps his prosperity had blinded him to spiritual things. His moral values are wretchedly twisted. And later in the chapter, we see this twisted condition in his wife and daughters as well. In fact, Genesis chapter 19 is one of the saddest chapters in the Bible, showing man's pathetic condition in apostasy. I don't want to get comfortable in Sodom. I don't want to hesitate when God directs me to act. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11 says, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. What about you? Are you comfortable in Sodom?
Lord Jesus, guard my heart so that I am not lured into reckless desires that originate from worldly thinking and godless behavior. I know in my heart that these worldly desires lead to ruin and destruction, as they gradually lead me to abandon godly principles and holy living. May godless chatter always be evident to me as I reject the enemy's plan to gradually dull my senses to what is falsely called knowledge and the enlightenment of our age. May I always pursue righteousness through a vibrant faith in you, my Lord and my Master. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer that you wrote this morning, Brooksine, and I say my amen to it as well. I don't want to be comfortable in Sodom. I want to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and pursue righteousness. Well, this ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Today I do have an additional note on the site. I'm not going to read in the podcast here. It's the complete notes from that passage from Matthew Henry's commentary, which are actually quite interesting. A commentary written, I think, in the 1700s, maybe early 1800s. It's an older commentary, probably one of the famous, most famous ones in the church. But just how relevant what this godly man wrote, even though it might have been several hundred years ago when he wrote them. Well, you have a wonderful day today. Continue to make it your decision this day to serve the Lord. And remember, this world is not your home. We have a heavenly home awaiting for us. Don't get too comfortable.